Hey everybody, Tom Segura here. Tickets for the first leg of my new tour, Come Together, are on sale right now at tomsegura.com/tour. The tour kicks off December 30th in Honolulu, Hawaii, and then into 2024 with stops in Asia and North America, including my hometown of Cincinnati. Before you start yelling, "What about my city, Tom?" Don't worry, I'll get there, and it's a whole new hour of material. A lot of more dates are coming. I will announce them soon. So go get your tickets right now at tomsegura.com/tour before they sell out. This week on Two Bears, One Cave, I am now getting just homicides, just straight up murders.
I feel the energy, the juice that God wanted you to have when you were born. I feel it. It's in my mouth and it's coursing through my fucking brain.
My friend, Bert Kreischer, Razzle Dazzle.
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Finally, we are back, and from renal failure and missing extremities to down 35 plus pounds.
I'm 40 pounds, Tommy.
40 pounds down.
40 fucking pounds.
And Bertrand Kreischer, that's what you went. First, you went 83 days without alcohol. Without alcohol.
I went 83 days without alcohol, and then 10 solid ones with.
Bert, you look notably different.
I know. You don't realize
you
how
feel
many
you better.
I feel amazing. And you know what's crazy? There's so much. There's too much to unpack.
Yeah.
Honestly, suffice to say, you don't realize how deep you are in like obesity and drinking and keeping, how deep you are in the hole.
Right.
Until you get your head a little bit out of it. And then You start feeling better. And like little things are feeling a lot better for me.
And also when you like, just look at a three-month-old photo, you're like, what the fuck, right? Like, I mean, when I look at photo of myself, even from a year and a half ago, I'm like, Damn. I was fully delusional.
No, I apologized to your agent. Did he tell you that?
Yeah, he was really touched by it.
Well, we were at some party in LA, and he came up to me, and I was like, hey, man, I owe you an apology. Because he came up to me right at the very beginning of my downward spiral. And I say downward spiral in the funnest fucking possible way.
Well, we have to set up the context. So what happened was maybe a year and a half to 2 years ago, something like a year and a half ago, we were both in New York. We happened to be in New York on the same night. And we met up for dinner with a group. We went out with a whole group of people.
It was right. I mean, it was right when I started putting on weight.
Yeah.
And right when I started the
sorry,
beginning.
I know exactly when it was. It was March of 22.
Yes.
So it was like a year and a half.
And so I just had bit off way more than I could chew in everything. Mm-hmm. I had a special that I had to shoot. I had a special I had to promote. I had a movie I had to promote. I had an arena tour in North America. I had one in Australia, one in Europe. I mean, I just was like, I bit off. I had Fully Loaded. I had a cruise. I had Red Rocks. And I was just, I would not listen to you. If you told me slow down, I'd tell you, get the fuck out of my way.
Well, we sat down and at dinner, one of the first things he told you.
Very casually, he goes, I'm worried about you.
Yeah, I'm worried about you. You need to kind of take it easy. And you're like, who the fuck are you? You my wife or something?
I told him, I said, you're not my friend. You're not my boy.
Yeah.
We don't text about pussy.
Yeah.
Don't fucking tell me to slow down. Don't tell me you're worried about me. If you want to enjoy dinner with me tonight, shut your fucking mouth and order a goddamn drink. Uh-huh. He wasn't the only person I told that to.
But a whole bunch of time went by.
What happened is Fully Loaded.
Yeah.
The end of Fully Loaded. I was so out of control. Like, meaning like, just, and it's with everything. Like, food. Booze wasn't any different than it ever's been. I was still working out, but I was just gotten so bloated that Georgia and Isla and Leanne all said something to me. And they're like, and my sister said, I want to put a pin in your neck and deflate you. And I went, what? She goes, you look uncomfortable. Like, she goes, do you realize how many times you rearrange yourself on the couch?
Like, oh, you I would did. Just go, yeah, you were always shifting.
That's and true. Even getting off the couch, I'd be like, ugh. And I was, what's crazy is, and I say this understanding what the internet sounds like, meaning like what people say.
Yeah.
Because people lie to themselves on the internet all the time.
Of course.
And I mean, that's what the internet's made up of. I'm starting to really appreciate the people that tell the truth, that which are very few and far between. I was in great shape. I was working out. Well, I didn't have a heart attack.
You were A-shape.
I was A-shape. But yeah. I was benching 225 times.
Yeah.
I was strong.
Right.
I was strong. I just was completely, and I did that cleanse, went to my cardiologist, and talked to Rogan. And I've been carnivore for, and do not listen to me. I don't have any answers. I don't know anything.
No one here is saying follow Bert's lead on
anything,
trying
to get into
ever.
Zins. I saw Rogan does them. I'm like, fuck, why not?
So I was into those for a minute, and then some fucking cool guy introduced me to Rogues.
I bet I can guess who that cool guy was.
Wait, I'm trying to remember.
Oh.
I have to remember who it was too.
Oh, I thought it was someone. I thought it was Aquaman.
No.
Does he do those?
I didn't see
Everyone
that.
Cool does them.
Well, here's the thing, man. It really does. Like, I feel.
Let me see that one.
These are bigger, sweeter.
So I got to be honest with you, and this is the truth. I had a sincere problem with tobacco, with chewing tobacco.
Oh, really?
Oh, sincere. Like meaning like I had to quit.
You were like a Red Man guy?
I was Red Man. I was Copenhagen. I was Skoll. I was like, every now and then I'll throw in a Black Buffalo on the road.
Yeah.
Because they have this Black Buffalo Zero. I'll throw one in if we're all sitting around outside. What's beautiful about those, you can drink while you have one in so you can spit. It's really nice.
Yeah.
But I've been flirting with these the same way. Do you ever see a celebrity cheat on his wife and you're like,
plugs.
We saw that coming.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This is, by the way, I'm not fucking Taryn Manning internet, okay? These I've been flirting with. I buy them. All the
and
time.
You don't take it?
I've never even opened them.
Do one.
I'm nervous because I'm afraid I'm back.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
What?
And this is the only time you can actually say this. There's no tobacco. These are tobacco free. This is straight nicotine. Put your nail in there. Straight nicotine.
Maybe this is the Lord saying something.
Here.
I can't open yours.
It's just nicotine. So you get like the, here.
Wow, that came out quick.
You get the nicotine fix. I feel like more focused. You know, it's a little stimulant. It's better than speed. That's what the doc said.
It is?
He goes, you're not going to do speed, right? And I go, probably not.
Will you talk to your doctor about that?
No, I'm sweating.
I'm sweating right now.
I tried to get that Vyvanse, you know? That's like, I guess they said, someone told me it was like diet Adderall. He's like, it is like, it's like Adderall plus.
Dude, Adderall's so fucking good.
I know.
Have you ever talked to someone on Adderall and they try to tell you they're sober and you're like, you're not sober, bro.
No, but so this is, it's yours. A stimulant. Now these are sweeter than those.
Okay. Ooh. Oh. So
just what do you throw it in, dude.
I mean, this is like.
There's no spitting.
Really?
There's no tobacco. There's no cancer causing chemical.
Hold on. So you're telling me this?
People are thinking this is an organic plug. We are not associated with either one of these.
We're not associated with either of these.
I'm just trying to get people on nicotine, man.
I heard it's better for your brain.
Yeah.
I saw Huberman tell you right here.
Yeah.
Huberman said right now,
nicotine.
If he was a young boy, he would get addicted to nicotine today.
Well,
or something like that. I forget what he said.
Let's just say, he probably didn't say exactly. But
right,
it's a great pre-workout.
All right. I'm serious. I'm going to put the head of my dick in
and
see if I want to keep fucking.
There you go.
I'm going to put it in.
Put it in, dude. You're on board. You're going to love it.
Let's see if I feel
No.
Let's see if I feel the jazz.
You're in. I can already tell. I know.
You don't need a spit?
No. There's no tobacco.
I'll tell you. I love it. I love the feeling of my lip. I love the feeling
of
my
tell,
lip.
I can tell.
It feels so fucking good.
Feels good, right?
I haven't felt it yet, but I know the feeling of nicotine
when it
hits you.
It's coming.
When it hits, oh, it's burning.
Yeah.
It's burning. I feel like I'm doing heroin in a bathroom at a gas station, and some dude's like, hey, man, I'll suck your cock. I was like, I'll do anything right now.
Yeah.
And you just swallow?
Yeah.
You don't get sick?
No.
I kind of miss the spinning part.
I know, but you'll get used to it.
So how many of these do you do a day?
I don't know. I lost count.
You know, I could quit drinking for the rest of my fucking life if I have nicotine.
Oh, dude, I'm dialed in with this. I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I have one in the morning. I have one on the way to a workout.
I can do one in a workout. That would be great.
Yeah, they're great.
That would be so fucking awesome.
Yeah, you got to remember sometimes you're like, oh, yeah. Like if
you fall asleep with them?
I have.
I saw an interview where Joe was doing Zens.
Really?
And I was like, wait, Joe's doing Zens? Joe does a research.
Yeah, it's nicotine, dude.
Yeah. Why don't you put one in?
It's in right now, bro.
Oh, you have one in?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's almost like being AIDS. You don't even know who has it.
Yeah, I have it in. It's great.
So
I had one in for a photo shoot, and I forgot. And you can see every photo. I'm like.
Can you tell I have one in? I put one in my lip like that. I should put it here. Oh, God, it feels so fucking good. So good.
Well, let's.
It feels like you're brushing your teeth.
It's great. It's good for you. Never quit. I'm very proud that you took such good care of yourself. I think you look great. I feel great.
Yeah. I feel great. I will say that I'm not sober, so like I don't want anyone.
I know.
Yeah, like I've been smoking a lot of weed. I drank on the cruise. I drank in the Cayman Islands. I drank like four nights ago. We went to a thing for out of school. I drank there. Like I don't have a problem drinking. I like drinking a lot. Yeah. I'll drink with you tomorrow night.
Okay.
The one thing I'm telling you is that, especially if you're like a big partier who looks at me and goes, oh, is he gonna quit drinking? I'm not. Look, that's never going to happen. Here's the thing. I had said to myself in a speech a long time ago, I'll always stay healthy enough to keep drinking. Oh, I had not let that happen. I had gotten to a place where I was in a hole, and it was a matter, I had started to have two friends go to rehab within that time.
Yeah, I remember.
So I was like, all right, I'm back. So this tastes so good. But now I'm way healthy enough to keep drinking. So we'll drink tomorrow night at dinner. Can't wait. I can't fucking wait. And I look forward to drinking.
Yeah.
And by the way, sometimes I don't drink like a regular person.
Yeah.
Like sometimes like last night, Leanne's like, let's get in the hot tub. Normally, immediately I go glass of wine. And last night I went, no, let's just get in the hot tub and get to sleep early tonight.
Nice.
Like, let's feel good.
Good. So, well, you look good.
Yeah, I feel fucking phenomenal. And I will tell you, you know, a lot of the fans say that you're totally unrelatable now, but I understand why you became unrelatable.
Yeah.
It feels really cool to buy a nice something nice, like that fits your body.
Oh, as opposed to just like
as opposed
a
to
fucking
just,
bed sheet?
As opposed to a bed sheet. Like as soon as you have your body fits in things, you're like, oh, I wouldn't mind.
Getting a nice.
God, I fucking love this thing in my mouth.
I know, dude.
Getting a nice jacket. I have no jackets. All my jackets look huge on me. I don't have a suit.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to get a suit. I'm going to get jackets. I'm going to get like, you. I can see my dick.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, it's fucking insane. Yeah. My dick looks so big too.
Well, yeah, you lost so much weight around it.
It has gotten so much bigger. I've taken so many pictures and I haven't even edited them to show you.
Oh, I can't wait to see your dick again.
Oh, I can't wait to show it to you. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once again, there is... I've proven that there is nobody better to find your missing items, particularly your wallets and your purses, than me. I found a purse on the fucking street.
Really?
Today. Yeah. Pull up to JFK. I step out of the car, and I look down at where your foot's stepping, and I see a strap, and I reach down, and it's a purse. It looks like it's been yanked from someone because the strap is unclasped.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a purse? I'm just grabbing my bags out of the car. As I grab this purse, you know the curbside baggage guys?
Yeah.
The guy sees me. He's like, oh, and he sticks his hand out. I go, get the fuck out of here, right? I turn my back to him like, not you. Because I know, I can see his, he's like, who knows what's in that, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, he says something else. I'm like, we're not even having this conversation. So I drag my bags inside. And he fucking follows me inside. He's supposed to be working the curb.
Yeah.
He sees me inside because I unzip it and I start looking through it. And he's like, what's in there, man? You know, he's like, is it good?
He's like, are we going to split this?
Yeah, we're chopping this up. So I'm like, motherfucker. So I pull out the driver's license and I'm like, all right. Like, because there's two versions of this. You can be like, I got to get to my flight. I'll take this home and I'll just mail it or something, you know, when I get home. But I'm like, well, there's a chance she's at the airport and there's a real high chance she's not at her flight because she left her
ID. Oh, there's a very
ID.
A huge chance.
So I'm like, okay, what do I do? I'm just trying to like, okay. So I record a video saying what happened and then I take a photo of her photo on her ID and I post them and I'm like, all right, I gotta get to my gate. So I start going through security and then I finally get to like the lounge right next to my gate. She sends like all these people are like, I'm her. Give me the, like, everybody,
oh,
you know,
God.
Everybody's saying that they're her and like, you know, jokes. And then finally she messages me and people start tagging. I'm like, this is her. So then she's like, I'm waiting at security. Can you bring it out to security? And I'm like, all right, I got you. Okay. So she's like, where are you? I go, well, I'm at this gate. That has a lounge. She's like, my friend's coming. So I was like, okay. I run into her friend. They call me. First of all, like the whole thing's like they are announcing my name. Tom Segura, can you come here? Tom Segura. So I walk out and like the whole fucking airport lounge staff is out. All of them. Like,
yeah.
15 of them are like, we're calling you. I go, yeah. And then they see what's happening. They're like, oh, this is for this. I go, yeah, I found her purse. And they're like, that's nice. Like, you're a nice person. I go, yeah, of course. I'm not.
Like, I'm wearing a cashmere coat.
Like, what do you think? So.
You looked so attractive in that picture.
Oh, thank you.
You did. You've not been an attractive guy your whole life. You were when you were young, and then you had a window of, like, messy Tom, which I fucking miss so much.
Yeah, yeah.
The Tom that carried hot sauce in his car, I miss that Tom so
much. You always say
so
that.
Much.
That was Christina's hot sauce.
No, we've changed. We're unrelatable now. It's fine. I like this one.
You like this one?
Yeah, I like it. Okay. Dude, I'm unrelatable too now. I do tobacco.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So
it feels great.
I run into Andrew.
It feels great. My heart's racing. It feels great.
That's the best.
It feels
dude.
Fucking great.
Stimulants are where it's
I don't know
at.
Why smoking commercials had to put a guy on a horse to walk around. They should just have a guy hit a cigarette and go, I feel so much better.
I feel so much better. Yeah, this thing gets you like
it's
through the
awesome.
Day. Well, Andrew, I run into Andrew at the lab. He's like, what do you, I go,
your agent?
Yeah. He goes, oh my God. I give the lady the purse. She's like, I'm going to get it to my friend. Thank you so much. Now I actually have like another 20 minutes to hang. I go, sure, you know, just give it to her. No problem. They're super, she's super thankful.
Yeah.
She leaves. Now when I'm actually leaving the lounge to go to my gate,
yeah,
the woman comes up the escalator. So I got to like meet her and she was so thankful and like, you know, it was really cool. It was just a fun kind of thing.
It reminds me of this, my favorite story you've ever told of when you found the dude's wallet. Well,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
my favorite story. That's my favorite story you've ever told me. I knew you told it on stage, but when you told me,
yeah.
I was in the car laughing so fucking hard.
I definitely hadn't told it on stage.
And it was so fucking funny, but it's like people don't get to see the part of you I get to see.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a softer side, like a really soft side of you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it shows up when you do a podcast with Sickler.
Yeah.
Like in a weird way.
Sure. Yeah, we had a really sincere one recently.
I saw it. It's great. But that... You know, do you remember the story of when I found that ring at SeaWorld?
Yes.
And I held on. I got to be honest with you. You ever do something nice and feel like you don't get enough credit and you wish you had done the wrong thing? That's how I feel about cheating on my wife, by the way. She never comes home and goes, let me smell your dick. Uh-huh. And then I pull it out and she goes, it's clean. We can fuck. Look, I'm being for real.
Yeah. You deserve
more. And this is more conversations credit. Me and her have had.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting the credit now. I think now that we're both getting older,
yeah.
I think she's like looking back going like, well, I couldn't have fucking cheated on her for the longest time. But the last, you know, 2 years, I could have fucking been slaying pussy.
Yeah.
But now she's like,
thanks for not doing that.
Now she's like, God, I can't believe I got this good of a guy.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is I found a ring at SeaWorld. I held on to it for 12 years. For 12 years. Yeah. Leanne, at one time, we were hurting for money a lot. And it's a sapphire ring. I think sapphire. What's the green one? Emerald?
Yeah.
It was an expensive ring with diamonds on each side with engravement in it. And I wouldn't, because I do believe that it's not mine. It's that person's. I don't believe in finding something and keeping it. I believe in returning it. There's such a value in that, in whatever tenets God sent down to the universe. And he said, hey, man, this isn't your shit. Return it. When you do the right thing, it feels so fucking good. And I held on to that ring for like 12 years, maybe 8 years. You know how I tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had an engravement on it. And I mean, and then the lady hit me up. That's my mom's ring. And I didn't get any credit for it I didn't even get the reward of returning it. Because when I gave it to her, I shot this in a video. It's out on the line. You can find it.
Yeah.
When I gave it to her, David Wells' son, the pitcher threw the no-hitter for the Yankees. Yeah. David Wells' son was with me randomly. When I returned it to her, I said, this is your mother's ring. She goes, thanks. And I go, is your mother still with us? She goes, no, she's dead. And I went, oh. She goes, that's okay. She was a cunt. And I went, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. I said, what are you going to do with the ring? She goes, I'm going to sell it. And I was like, oh, fuck. I should have just sold it years ago.
The reaction I got today, like even though it was, you know, obviously the amount of time wasn't that much time, but, you know, I took it. I made the effort to give it to her and I got it to her and she was able to make her trip and everything still. But the reaction was the reaction you want. Like, she was elated.
Find something of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you the reaction you're looking for.
Yeah, no, it was great.
I give people the thing they want.
The piece of shit whose wallet I found was, you know, I've said this before. I said it when I told the story, when I told it on stage. I think I talked about it in my book. But to me, it's so amazing that there's a detail in that I go, how is everyone not amazed by this? Which is that I find the wallet in a cab in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Right? And I make an effort. Like, I go through, and it was a very unimpressive contents in the wallet, but I still like, this is someone's wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, you know, a few bucks and this college ID. I ended up talking to that kid's dad, and the dad was like, you know, he's a fucking loser.
It's
and
a
I
piece
was like,
of shit.
What the fuck?
Fuck him.
And
throw it away.
Yeah, I was like, what? And I just like let it go. But I stared at that ID. You know, I stared at that ID for a long time. And I still remember I was on M Street in Georgetown, and I was meeting my cousin Jeanette for lunch. I can remember like
it's
it was
funny
yesterday.
I tell the story different.
Well, we're on
M Street.
Your
cousin who doesn't speak very much English from Peru.
No, this is a fluent English speaker.
Why do I do that?
So when we sat down and I look up at the waiter and I go, Justin? And he's like, how you know my name? I'm like, dude, I found your wallet. And he was like, You have it? I'm like, no.
That's my favorite part of the story. As if you walk around with two wallets on you.
I was like, no, I don't have it on me. And then he was like, all right, well, you want to hear about today's specials? And I'm like, you don't think this is a fucking most miraculous moment of your life right now?
Dude.
Like, I found your wallet a while ago, and I have it, your face embedded in my head. Someone I've never met, just from staring at your stupid little picture. And he was just like, all right, well, I want to get it later.
What can I get you to drink?
Yeah.
Let me get a Pepsi. A Diet Coke?
Okay.
Can I tell you? Here's the thing. I'll give you what the universe asked me to give you. In those moments, I'm going to.
I can just tell you so love the.
I'm in love with it. I'm in love with it.
I know you are.
I'm in love with it, and I'm back.
I'm
back. As a matter of fact, I want to find out. I don't even want to try this shit.
Those actually, you won't like those compared to these.
Really?
Yeah.
This one tastes amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, okay? I'm going to say this. Now, you can edit this out if you want.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this. I was just talking to Ryan about this.
Yeah.
I was just talking to Ryan about this. I don't know. Hopefully this will come out before the voting's over. So I got nominated for the top comedy tour of the year. Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Pull it up on Pollstar. There's like five of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's me, Kevin Hart, Chris Rock, Adam Sandler. So you're fucking never going to find it. But here's what I'll say. There you go.
There you go.
Me, Adam Sandler, Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, Matt Rife, and Nate Bargatze. Now, Pollstar, I want you to hear this, okay?
Okay.
Those guys will not appreciate this award.
We're doing this. Okay.
Yeah, I will. Okay?
Okay.
You can give the award to Adam Sandler. Do you think that's getting on the mantle? Probably not. Do you think he'll ever walk into his office and go, fuck, man, I forgot about the I Missed You tour. That was a fucking fun run. Do you think Dave Chappelle, the greatest living comic of our generation, arguably other than Kevin Hart, or soon to be Matt Rife, or right now, Nate Bargatze is the biggest selling comedian in the world. Like, he's
killing
selling crazy numbers.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to care? Do you think when they get that award, they're going to cry? Do you think they're going to cry and they're going to make a video and post a video talking about how Pollstar is the greatest publication in the world? When it comes to touring, they really do dial in what us touring comics and touring musicians care about, and what the buyers care about, and what the ad people care about. We do. Pollstar is an amazing publication. I would be shocked if Matt Rife knows. I love Matt Rife. I'd be shocked if he knows what Pollstar is. I'd be shocked if he knew he was nominated. To be dead honest with you, guys, you are the first piece of pussy he's having in an orgy. Matt Rife's got everything going on. Bert Kreischer does not. So if you give me that award, this is my ploy to Pollstar.
Okay.
If you give me that award, you'll get what the universe wants you to get.
Wow.
That's how I look at things.
That was quite a plea for winning that award. That's a good pitch.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kevin Hart, do you think? Kevin's
definitely not even going to register that he won it. Yeah.
He'll go? Agree. Like this. Oh, cool. It's like when a fan gives you cookies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, thanks. Oh, cool. Hey, does anyone want those?
Yeah.
And not say I don't want cookies.
But you really want this award.
No, but you were talking about this.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that. And when I got the list, I was so honored.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so honored. And then I was going to post about it. And then Victoria's like, well, no one else has posted about it. And I was like, yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, I give a fuck.
Yeah.
If you nominate, so Golden Globes are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we're both getting nominated for our specials. Sledgehammer.
They're submitted.
Submitted.
Yeah.
Golden Globes are coming up. This is the first year comics have ever been invited to the Golden Globes.
Yep.
Sledgehammer is by far probably, if not the second biggest special on the platform, the third. It goes Chris Rock, John Mulaney, and you and John Mulaney are neck and neck, I'm sure.
You biggest. Too, man.
My special was big, but I mean, it's not Mulaney and it's not you.
I don't think so.
No, but it was big. But I will say this. And God damn it, I love these fucking things, Tommy. I feel the energy, the juice that God wanted you to have when you were born. I feel it. It's in my mouth and it's coursing through my fucking brain.
Yeah.
And I'm flowing quicker.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. not to say John Mulaney doesn't care about a Golden Globe.
Right.
But Tom Segura does.
No, I do. I think it would be amazing.
It would be fucking amazing. You get a nice suit.
It would be amazing to be nominated.
All right,
that's
let's hear your acceptance speech.
My acceptance speech?
Off the dome. Off the dome. Ladies and gentlemen, the nominees this year for Best Comedy Special, the first year ever in the history, he or she will go down as the best special. First nominations are Chris Rock. Why did you have to slap me? I forgot the name of his special.
Yeah.
Matt Rife. This is too much pussy. I don't know what to do with it. Yeah. I forgot what his special is called.
I don't know either.
John Mulaney. I'm out of rehab.
Yep.
Sarah Silverman. It's me again.
Yep.
I don't know the name of everyone's but Louis C.K.
Yeah.
I don't need the industry shot at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tom Segura, Sledgehammer. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner is. Oh, by the way, I'm pitching myself as a presenter too. Oh, that'd be great if I presented this award because I go. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Segura with Sledgehammer.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, to the Academy, first of all.
Nope. We're just golds. The Globers.
The Globers?
I don't know. The
the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's who it is. The Hollywood
Speaking
Foreign
Spanish
Press.
Speaking Spanish, too, so half of them understand you.
Oh, yeah. Muchísimas gracias a los putos que me dieron boletas para esta huevada. Mostly, I want to thank my co-host, Bert Kreischer, greatest guy who I cannot believe wasn't nominated. I don't know if you know this, but he won the Pollstar Comedy Tour of the Year and easily deserved this as well. So this is as much his as it is mine. I have kids and I have a wife, but I have kids, I have a wife. Bert's the best. Thanks for giving me that award, Bert. And I'll say this is the first time I've actually given the shit about the Golden Globes and you guys finally got one right.
All right. Yeah. Do me now.
Okay.
And watch it. And okay. Watch. And, hey, Golden Globes, Foreign Press. I want you to watch the thunder I'll bring to this year's Golden Globes.
All right.
Okay.
And the nominees for the best comedy special of the year are Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart and John Mulaney and Sarah Silverman.
She's on one.
Matt Rife.
And
Bert Kreischer. And
for what the name is my special.
Okay.
Dazzle, dazzle.
Okay. And the winner is, oh my God. This is so cool, man. My friend, Bert Kreischer, Razzle Dazzle.
This is me. I want to take this minute. I just want to take 1 minute. Don't play the music. I want to thank my best friend, Tom Segura. I was at the lowest I've ever been 5 years ago. I was stepping on the treadmill. I was overweight. Tom was fat shaming me. We were redoing our house. Leanne wanted me to get a vasectomy. And I said, this is where I am in the business. And he said, buddy, we can get you to where you need to be together. Together. We'll focus on your podcast. Focus on your stand-up. And we did Rogan. Shout out to Joe Rogan. And fucking,
I
could really sell it.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
put me up there, I'll really sell
in
it.
Really
and I'll
tears.
Fucking cry. Yeah. I will cry.
Yeah.
Real tears.
I think the Joe thing is a nice touch too, because it kind of
sticks them.
It sticks it to them about, like, you know, you're not really.
I never got vaccinated.
Yeah. Right. I'm on ivermectin right now.
I got a fucking zin in, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's
That'd
a great
cool.
time to get a fucking
That'd be
add
cool.
in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, you know what? This is what you get. When you sponsor our podcast,
it'd be really cool if you win a Golden Globe and you're just like, Manscaped, thanks so much for sending me that ball
Winter's
trimmer.
Winter's coming and your boys need a trim. Brrr. I think that would be a fucking gangster move.
It would be amazing.
To sponsor a comedian just like Golden Palace used to do.
Yeah.
And in that moment, just own it.
And they tattoo your fucking forehead.
Oh.
That guy. I think he got like 10 grand or some
there
shit.
There was a chick on our cruise that had, tell me if this isn't the most Florida thing ever.
Yeah.
By the way, she will be going on my cruise next year for free.
Really?
She had There's two dudes. There's one dude with a micro penis and one, and this thing's awesome.
Yeah.
And this chick with two tattoos. One cheek had the state of Florida. The other cheek said harder. I mean, I searched out her ass the whole crew. Someone showed me a picture of it, and I was like, I got to find her.
Yeah.
I got to find her. When I found her, I was with Leanne. I was like, get over here. We're getting a picture with her right fucking now.
Wow.
Fucking. And she was beautiful.
Really?
Shocking. I mean, and I mean this with respect. Shocking amount of hot chicks on this cruise.
Really?
A shocking amount of hot. A predictable amount of overweight men with beards.
Yeah.
A predictable amount of men in Speedos. A unpredictable amount of alcoholics. I mean, we fucking, dude, this cruise, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this out loud, but we broke records in alcohol.
Really?
The first night, the cruise ran out of vodka. On the first, they had to stop the next day and have a boat ferry out vodka.
Oh, I know some vodka they could get.
No. That won't happen next year.
No.
The cruise was absolutely I've been very lucky to do some really cool things in my life. It was the greatest event I've ever been gifted the responsibility of throwing, meaning like the fans trusted me.
It was like your party.
And it was, 5 days, 4 nights of absolute debauchery from all ends of the spectrum. From all ends. People like Catherine Blanford showed up ready to fucking party.
Party.
Mark Norman, Sean Patton. I mean, dude, the Are You Garbage guys, everyone played their part. Everyone did the thing you'd want them to do every day. They were at this game called Let It Ride. They did not know how to play. And every time he walked out by that table, it was Kevin telling Foley how to play once again.
Yeah.
And they sat at that table. Fans played with them. We had a night where it was like me, Mark Norman. It was all of us sitting at a table gambling. I'm shirtless, smoking cigars. We broke every fucking rule. The cruise let it happen. We had, you know, there's an epic speech that you ever hear the KFC guys tell the story about I got the smallest penis?
The KFC guy? No.
It's the fucking greatest reclaiming of manhood I've ever heard in my
Who
life.
Who says, like...
So, Feidelberg's at a hockey tournament.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of dudes. They're all fucking pounding beers. They're in the bathroom, and one guy slams the door. By the way, I know I'm probably bastardizing the story.
This is a given.
Slams the door, and in a room full of 20 dudes goes, "Gentlemen, I have the smallest dick in the room." And then he drops his pants and he pulls out a micro penis and he starts flicking it with his finger and the place starts going wild. And then it gets quiet and another guy goes, "No, I have the smallest dick in the room." And he drops his pants and it's even smaller than the first guy. Well, we did a speed. I love that story so much because it's guys with small dicks owning having a small dick.
Sure.
So we get on the cruise and we do a Speedo contest. Miss Pat, Catherine Blanford, Felipe Esparza is the funniest human being
that's
ever lived. Big J. Okerson is by far the funniest man in the world. They're all on stage. They're doing a Speedo contest and one guy kind of shows his dick and I say, "I'll give $5,000 to the smallest dick on the boat." And all I'll say is I had to break off $2,500 to two people.
Really?
It was. And we got a picture of it, which will never see the light of day.
Yeah.
Never see the light of day. Going down to the grave with me. Impressive.
Impressively small. How small?
Do you ever see like the baby turtles when they get hatched and their heads go in?
Yeah.
Like really tiny heads.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot. One guy was a lot of pubis. Like a lot of pubis, and that's what made his dick so small.
So like the padded?
Padded, but this guy, like that little tiny head.
Yeah.
That little tiny head. And it was so, and he showed it to Miss Pat and Catherine Blanford.
What'd they say?
Give that man his money. It was so fucking epic. That was the first day. And then the whole cruise was like, every night we ended up in I had like a really big room. All the comics ended up in my room we had a big deck in my room.
Yeah.
Smoking cigars, talking shit, talking trash. It was, And every comic that went played their part, meaning like they hung out with the fans. They did amazing shows. I mean, people were lined up. Jim Norton had a line for his show, Every day, his show would start at like 7. People would line up at 5 o'clock to get seats for his show. Every show sold out. Everyone that would get on stage, Miss Pat and Big J, fucking game changers. We brought Giannis Pappas.
He's hilarious.
Killed. Dude,
yeah, great.
Pete Lee is
super funny.
Surprisingly garbage.
What?
Pete Lee was selling drugs at like 11.
What?
Pete Lee is the most fascinating guy.
Oh, he did Are You Garbage?
He did Are You Garbage.
Oh, okay.
And in his story, the fucking room was like, what the fuck? It was so much fun that without a doubt, the first day, I sat down with the people and they're like, we can't tell you numbers yet, but we're tracking this. And this is going to be our biggest cruise we've ever done. Like we want to do a bigger boat next year. We want to get like, and in my, all I could think is I want to bring the exact same comics. Like, yeah, so I'll have new hours, but it was like such a family. We'd all go, we got a band called, the Sundeckers, or I'm sorry that I'm fucking up your name. I'm sorry. But, we got a band that played, yacht rock. So they played all the hits from the 80s.
Did you do shows every night too?
Every night did a show. Every day did podcasts. Leanne did her podcast live for the first time ever. Are You Garbage did a podcast. Mark Norman did one. I mean, everyone put on podcasts and shows during the day. At night, we're all shows up until 11 o'clock. We had karaoke, and the karaoke was, I would say, by far the biggest hit because Sean Patton blew out his calf doing karaoke.
His calf?
He blew out his calf running. It was chaos because you've got 500 people, maybe 600 people in an atrium with one stage, and every comic got on stage and fucking sang bangers.
Really?
And the fans came up, the fans sang, and if the fans came up, they could really sing. Like,
yeah.
Fans would come on, and it would be some dude with like long hair and a scraggly shirt, and he'd get up, and the second he grabbed the mic, you're like, holy shit, is that Bob Seger? Like,
I just saw a clip of a guy. It's not the original guy who did it, but it was just like a 20-second clip on YouTube of this dude singing Soul Glow, you know, from Coming to America.
No.
And like, you remember the Soul
Glow?
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah.
So this dude does it, and they look like they're in a record store or something. His voice is so amazing, but it's so unassuming. I don't know if you can pull that up, but if you go on YouTube, this dude, it's just, yes. This guy.
Oh, I saw this.
Imagine if like that dude walked on stage, you'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
I gotta be honest with you. People who know
Incredible.
How to sing when they do karaoke, all of a sudden people would be like in
tears. Yeah, because you realize that it's a gift from the heavens. When that's a voice that's put into you. You know what I mean?
Like, and they know their lyrics. They know their lyrics.
It's a gift. Like that guy, he went full range. He changed completely.
Yeah.
Did like them in different I don't even remember the
octaves.
Yeah, but that dude is like, it's a gift.
Leanne, you know? Every night was the first in line for fucking karaoke.
Really?
By the way, and I mean this cruise meant more to Leanne than anyone that did it. She was up with cocktails in the morning, a bottle of champagne. The second we got on the boat, I was like,
just like ready to have a good time.
Because I was, you know me, I sweat shit heavy. And so I hadn't drank for like 83 days. And I knew I was drinking on the cruise, but I was having a hard time getting into it because I feel so good not drinking that when I drink the next day, I was terrified of the next day.
Yeah.
And Leanne's like, yo, go out in Miami, get yourself a really great bottle of champagne and really treat yourself. And what's crazy is that like, you know, I don't know much about champagne, but I do know Nori. By the way, write down Kodak Black. We got to talk about Kodak Black.
Oh boy,
fucking that is the craziest interview I've ever seen. Nori, I think I texted with Nori about restaurants, and I see him. He's always drinking Ace of Spades.
Yeah.
So I was like, Ace of Spades, bottle of Ace of Spades. That's the first drink I'll have.
Yeah.
We go up on the thing, open the bottle, and Leanne was baller. Like, she knew I was weird about sugar, too, because sugar was the kind of the thing that fucked me up. She got me, and she just come up with a pina colada. Hey, have a great cruise. You know, like, the whole time, Leanne had a blast. Every night, her and Big J would meet up at sunset to watch the top side. I forget the name of the fucking band. They'd sit up. We'd all sit in this, like, sequestered area, all the comics. We'd smoke cigarettes or cigars, whatever you're allowed to smoke. And we'd let the sunset, and we'd watch this band play all these 80s and 70s hits.
Yeah.
Leanne had the greatest time of her life. And then we faded it into a vacation. We went on our first vacation, just me and her, for like in 25 years.
How was that?
It was the Docksiders. I was right. The Docksiders. They were fucking amazing. If you have a chance to hire the Docksiders, they will play every song you know by heart and you didn't know you hadn't heard in forever. Those people were fucking amazing. We had Andy Frasco and the UN. Cypher Sounds is a gangster.
Yeah.
The fourth night, they find out weather's bad. They can't bring us all into shore. So they're like, we're just going to stay at sea, which, by the way, I'd do again. I wouldn't do a fucking excursion. Yeah. We stayed at sea, just went super slow, calm waters. Cypher Sound got up at fucking 8 in the morning because he knew people were up, went out, set up his DJ thing, him and Carter Cruz, and destroyed and threw a party. Him, Felipe, Big J, they threw a party for everyone that was up and was going to go out, and they started drinking. Mark Norman drank fucking sun up to sundown. The group of comics, and I feel bad that I'm not naming everyone, Jim Norton. Dude, it was really cool. Is like, I got to have a minute with everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I got to talk to, it's really hard to sit and get Jim, you know, unless you're at the Cellar. But like, for me, it's hard to get him just private. And I got like a whole evening of just talking to him, chopping up comedy, talking shit. It was the single greatest thing. And then we go on vacation, and Leanne planned our whole vacation. We got a boat to take us out. We went and kissed stingrays and went and drank beers. Like, the second we get there, Leanne's like, guy's like, hey, cold beer. And Leanne goes, two of them. I'm like, who is this fucking chick?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, the only thing she fucked up is I got the best eavesdrop I've ever had in my life, and she was talking over it, and I had to tell her to shut her mouth.
Okay. Tell me, on vacation?
On vacation.
What was the eavesdrop?
We're in a cabana next to another cabana. Sir, I apologize if you're going to hear the story and you're going to know it's you. And he had just gotten into his third marriage or fourth marriage. He's from Canada. And this is what I hear. As I get my drink, right, I light a cigar, and I hear, oh, I almost killed my first wife on her honeymoon. She got frostbite. We had to take her to the hospital. I go, frostbite? Honeymoon? What the fuck? And Leanne goes, what should we get to eat? I go, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
She's like, what? I go, I'm listening to something right now. And this guy proceeds to say how his wife, for their honeymoon, they went horseback riding in Banff in the winter, and his newlywed wife gets frostbite, pneumonia, and then food poisoning, and she almost died. And he goes, I should have let her go. It was a message from God. And I'm like, I introduced myself to him. I was like, please come over to our cabana and tell us more stories. And he was fucking, yeah, he was awesome. We had drinks with him and his whole group, and he knew who I was. His other friends didn't know who I was. And then it was great, dude. It was everything about that. If you had quit drinking for 83 days and you needed to like fall in love with alcohol again, like really, you know, like dance with her and
sure,
get to know her again.
That was the way to do it.
I said to Peter, this is a bad analogy, but like alcohol is like a high school girlfriend. I lost my virginity to her. Like we fuck. We know how to fuck. Mm-hmm. We fight too. It gets dirty. Like we don't fight fair because we're in high school. And we still, as long as we've dated, we never fought fair, you know?
Yeah.
And then sobriety or weed for me was like a new girlfriend.
Sure.
Like she was cool. Like she was different.
Different, chill.
Very different.
Not as argumentative, but also ultimately not really the person who tugs your heartstrings.
Well, she was like cool. Like yeah. I met her when I was.
She introduced you to some bands.
Yeah. Introduced me to some bands. She's like, hey, let's play for
you. She likes art.
If me and alcohol saw the relationship me and weed have, alcohol be like, ooh, who the fuck is this bitch?
Yeah.
What the fuck do you guys do for fun?
Yeah.
But then I went back to my high school girlfriend and I came back. She's like, you seen anyone? And I was like, I put weed in my pocket. And I was like, no, it's just me and you. I'm not seeing anybody. And then we fucked this first night. We fucked hard.
Yeah.
And we fucked like 10 nights in a row.
Wow.
We fucked 10 nights in a row. And we would fight. Like, we would definitely fight in the mornings. She would fight and be like, did you have a stroke last night? And I'd be like, huh? What? And like, are we really going to the gym? Let's just fucking sleep. Oh, you know what? Let's just fuck again. And then I'd be like, okay, well, fuck. It seems early to be fucking. She'd be like, let's put it in my ass. I'd be like, okay, we'll put it in your ass. And then the last day, like when we're flying back from our vacation, I realized how unhealthy our relationship can be at times, yeah, yeah. Especially when we fuck that much and we don't really talk about our emotions and we just fuck and like just we play with our asshole. And on the plane, she was like, are we still dating or what? Like, you're acting weird with me. And I was like, I do this other thing now. And she was like, bro, it's a sleeper bed. It's a sleeper bed. The flight attendant knows who you are. We're good. We're good.
Yeah.
And I got home and the first night I was home, Weed came up to me and was like, hey, did you have a good time? And I was like, yeah. And Weed's like, you're acting different. And I was like, no, it's nothing. And Weed's like, should we fool around or did you hook up with someone? And I was like, no. And then I hit it and Weed was like accusatory as fuck. We're like, yeah. Yo, your head's not right. Like, what's going on with you? And I was like, I'm back. I saw my ex-girlfriend. And Weed's like, and you know what Weed said?
What?
That's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool, man. Hey, listen, I get it. I date other people too. But right now, it's me and you. So I started dating Weed again for like a straight week. Mm-hmm. No, didn't even call my high school girlfriend. Didn't even text her. Nothing. She hit me up a couple times.
Sure.
Was like, hey, should we fuck tonight? And I'd be like, I'm doing other stuff. And then we had a big event for Isla's school. And my ex-girlfriend was like, yo, you're definitely taking me, right? And I was like, yeah, I take you. She's like, I got a dress for this. And I was like, I know. We're good. So I took her and we had a fucking blast. We had a fucking blast. And
it then sounds I like you're... kind of built to date two people.
I think I'm in a thruple.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm in a thruple. And then the next morning, do you know what we did?
What?
We was like, do you have a good time with your ex-girlfriend? I went, wait, you knew we were dating? It's like, yeah, I know you. You're cool, man.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
And so I fucked her. I fucked my new girlfriend last night.
Cool.
She's in my pocket right now. Yeah, she wants to fuck tonight. I think we will.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I did, I've been raw dogging her.
I've been eating my edibles at night. And
dude,
it's the greatest thing.
So now that we've gotten everyone into nicotine, let's get them onto weed.
Yeah, I mean, edible for me, like a nice indica in the evening, about hour and change before I want to go to sleep. It's the move, dude. And also, I came off of a show, got back, had dinner. Then had it and got in bed, and I was talking about my act and thinking about it. I mean, shit just starts. I had to get up and pace because I was just talking to myself so much, and I was pacing around the room.
When you realize the weed's taken over,
oh yeah,
and you're like, wait, I'm in the, I'm talking to myself in the fucking pantry.
Yeah, I was like deep. I was in deep conversation with myself.
I got high, and sat in my backyard and I had a cigar. And I'm looking at my backyard and I started getting emotional about how lucky I am and like that I have this yard and I have these trees and these trees are safe with me. I'm not cutting them down.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I'm really, dude, the best was last night I had three, I got on an Instagram thread. I don't know what it was, but it was three of the hardest laughs I've ever had. It started with a woman doing a slingshot of a watermelon. Have you seen this?
No.
And she goes, take that, Castle, and let's go of the watermelon. And it goes back and then hits her in the face. And I could not stop laughing. And Leanne goes, are you high? And I was like, I am. She's like, it's not that funny. It's kind of sad. And I was like, babe, you got to see it. I'll text it to you. Can you play it on the thing? It is. She gets, takes it. This is it. This is it.
Just focus.
I'm not giving up. This. I'm just getting frustrated.
Okay. You got this, sister. You were super, super close. Right in the kisser. Show that knight who's boss.
That's good. Bro. It's a good edit, too. That's a good edit. My algorithm.
By the way, don't play the rest. I think she's dead. Keep going.
My algorithm on Instagram is the darkest thing that humanity has to offer. I am now getting just homicides, straight up homicides, double and triple, like just straight up murders. And I'm like, this is Instagram? Like, it's fucking insane what comes up. Because I'm in so many text threads with people who, like, we one up each other. Like, ah, I found this one. That now Instagram's like, oh, you one of them boys? Like, you want to see some shit? And so every time I open it, it's just like someone getting stabbed, fucking jumping off a bill on
so
fire.
Funny
people
when you're
on
high,
fire.
It is so funny. When you're high, dude, I did last night
where I was seeing that kind of shit, and I had a moment and I go, I shouldn't just consume nothing but this for the hour before I go to bed. And I put my phone down because I was like, this is so bad. So dark.
So wait, hold on. I have too many thoughts going on right now. So I had to change my algorithm. Because my algorithm is all comedy shit and podcast stuff.
How'd you change? You just...
So I would just start
searching
saying,
for other things.
No, I'd say, do not suggest this.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
And because I was like, I'm doing is watching other comics do great. And I was like, and ultimately it ends up fucking with your head. And you're like I came off Fully Loaded where we did The Gorge and sold it out. And the next thing I see is like someone's selling out a theater. And I go, fuck, I'm not doing shit with my life. And then I was like, well, that's not healthy. So I start, it's watches, boat launches. And then I got into, so like everyone knows I'm obsessed. And I know it doesn't maybe seem that way from the way I talk.
Yeah.
With like Huberman, Cam Haynes, dude, hung out with Cam Haynes in fucking Portland.
Yeah.
That guy is a savage.
Yeah.
He's got a new shoe that's fucking awesome.
Him and his son,
by the way, his two sons, one's a low key gangster. The other one's I'll do 5,000 pull-ups in an hour.
Yeah, the pull-ups thing. And then they also casually run marathons on their like lunch breaks.
And for lunch, they're eating elk. They carried out on their back.
Yeah.
Cam Haynes sat with me for about an hour and a half and just talked. And I was like, I was enmeshed. I could fucking talk to that guy for hours. And here's why I like him. He's not glitz and glam. He does the thing he says he's going to do. And a lot of times, he doesn't tell you about half the shit he does.
For sure.
David Goggins, Jesse Itzler, like all these guys, I'm really attracted to that energy. So I started following all these guys. So that got into my algorithm. But then, this is the coolest thing I think I've realized. And my new girlfriend showed me this.
Mm-hmm.
My new girlfriend really showed me humility, like in a way I haven't seen it. So I'm into these like, and then all of a sudden you start seeing some dudes, not all the dudes, but some dudes are just jack dudes giving you life advice.
Yeah.
It's like, and some are is just far based life advice. Like you're like, I don't have time to, I wake up at 3 a.m. and that's when I get my first workout in. And then that's when the gym opens at 6. I get my second workout. And then I've learned that if I can cheat code, and I'm just sitting there going like, then I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah.
I was in bed with Leanne after the big event we went to, and I took a hit of weed, and I saw a dude. I don't have his info on me, but I'm not trying the right way to say this because I need to show you the shittiness before I realize the brilliance of it. He was very regular. He's like, hey, I forget his name, but Thrasher.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm going to show you how I get ready for my day. And he was like, first off, I take a pound of frozen ground beef, put it on the counter. Put rice in the rice cooker, boom. Folgers, I dump it into. And when he said Folgers, my brain went, Folgers? What the fuck kind of life advice am I getting? Like, I'm not going to get Folgers. What the fuck? And he's like, meal prep. And that's how I start my day. And I say that to this guy. I hope he understands this apology. At first, I go, is he teaching me how to be mediocre? Like, I know how to make rice and ground beef.
Yeah.
And then my new girlfriend said, and this is the beauty of marijuana. That guy is every guy you know, every guy you grew up with, every guy busting his ass who watches, no offense, but Andrew Huberman and David Goggins and goes, yeah, I've been in the sun all day moving lumber. I don't have time to get into a polar plunge and a sauna and take my ADHD, whatever, all the medications.
Yeah.
I don't have access to that, nor do I have the funds, but I do want to better myself. And this is accessible. This is how I can get a jump on my day. And then I started reading all those things, and all those things are like, yo, it's like, I'm paraphrasing, but like, yo, it's okay to work on yourself and to go to therapy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's every one of Leanne's cousins. That's every dude I grew up with. Every dude working a real blue collar job would love a little bit of a hack on how to make their life a little more manageable so they can be there for the kids in the morning or be there at night when they get home. Their day isn't overwhelmed. And I went, and I now, my algorithm is filled with blue collar life coaches. Like just dudes jacked who have motorcycles that are tatted up. They're like, yo, I found Jesus a couple years ago better now.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, and they just show you these life hacks for them. And I'm like, more of that, please. I wish I could say this guy's name. It's something Thrasher, because I would love to give him the credit. But he changed. I smoked weed and watched him, and I went, oh, yeah, that's accessible. Like,
yeah.
That's, I'm not going to get my blood work done by, which we can afford to do, Ways to Wellness.
Yeah,
I'm
Ways to Well.
I'm not getting my blood work done and get on testosterone that's expensive as fucking shit.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for ways to make my life more manageable. And God bless my fucking girlfriend, Weed, for just going like, just showing me. Like, just, it's, that's the beauty of getting high, is your brain just thinks sideways about things. And then you go, yeah, more of that. I mean, also, keep with the Hubermans, keep with all those guys. There's all, the more advice you can get, the better. But, like, come from all ends. I like that shit.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I love weed.
Yeah.
I love weed. It's almost.
It definitely is, like, it's the better of the two.
I hope, like, her and her roommate will let me fuck. Her roommate is cool as fuck.
Before I forget, I want to shout out a little while ago, Eric Wynn sent us some watches here to the studio. Yeah, sent us some watches, a couple of Seikos. Yeah, just wanted to say thank you because we haven't seen each other in a while.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to quickly tell, you don't even know, we've been working really hard on a special that we're releasing.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Finish this, because I want to say, very seldomly has my mom called me and said, have you seen what Tom did? Very seldom. My dad will do it all the time. Dude, Tommy's fucking great. This fucking Tommy guy. I got to hang out with you and Tommy one time.
I'd love to hang out with Big Albert. Wait, I didn't even finish the thing.
Say it, because I'm about to.
December 15th, we are dropping 69 Minutes, which is a special that we've been putting together for months, and so many people have participated in it. We have the Are You Garbage guys in it. Joe List is in it. Ryan Sickler's in it. Brian Simpson's in it.
By the way, what did Joe List say about me? Because he texted me. I haven't seen the episode.
He destroyed.
I know. He texted me. No, he was like, I'm sorry I had to do that.
No, he was fine.
I was like, Joe, I thought we were cool.
No. He
say whatever he wants.
Yeah, no, we were like, he's like, everybody asks about this. I got it. He was hesitant to talk about.
I tell anyone.
He was sweet about it.
I don't mind. I think we've always had this agreement. By the way, we got to hang on. We have so much to cover in this episode.
Wait, hold on.
1 second. I got to say. Okay. Okay. Do not. Okay. We got it. Keep going.
69 Minutes comes out December 15th at ymhstudios.com. And it's a huge group effort from everybody that works here, the entire staff, and like I said, all these comics. I got to give a credit to Adam Lowitt, who has been writing and producing on this. But anyways, it's a huge endeavor, and we're very excited about it. And it's our first time doing this type of streaming special event.
Well,
that's it.
I hope it fails horribly.
Thank you.
And you focus on taking adventures with your mom.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of messages like that.
A lot.
Yeah,
that's the greatest thing you've ever done.
A lot of people told me that. Yeah, it was fun, right?
Can I just give you my Hurt Bert the Conqueror list?
Sure.
And can I take your mom on an adventure? I want to take her swimming with sharks. I want to take her swimming with sharks so bad. So it's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. But your mom is fucking gold.
Yeah, she's great. She's really good in those. And like, you know, it was so fun because I took her. If you don't know,
take your mom and your sisters. I love your family. I hung out with your sister, and I've never enjoyed one human being more. I can imagine you sit at Thanksgiving quiet, just going, shut the fuck up. Me and your sister could be twins.
Yeah.
We could be twins.
Yeah,
I think if your sister was in charge of adoption, your family would adopt me and kick you out.
You're probably right.
That is, your sister is fucking, your sister.
She's like you. She's like you. She is.
We couldn't get a word in edgewise talking to each other.
Yeah.
She is the most. I don't want to get in too much of it because it is your family and I don't want to talk about your family, but like she is such an anomaly of a human being that as you talk to her, you're like, hold on, wait, whoa.
Yeah.
You're in the Air Force? Like, what the fuck? Your sister is fucking awesome, but your mom is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It was great. If there are people listening or watching that haven't seen it, if you go to my YouTube page, the Tom Segura YouTube page, we put a video together of what she was visiting Austin on her birthday. And I pitched it because I knew I had to at least pitch it right. I go, do you want to go for a helicopter ride on your birthday? Expecting her 100% to say no. I go, you want to go? And she was like, yeah. She goes, that'd be fun. I go, yeah, you know, I've been taking lessons. It'll just be like a nice ride. And I know what this helicopter is capable of because I've been going up in it. And that's the chopper that like the Coast Guard gets. Like
you don't know anything about a helicopter, you will be shocked the capabilities of a helicopter.
I mean, I wish if we could have covered, you would die if you know what this, it's doing things that other choppers that are set up differently. I mean, it has like 5 fully articulating blades. So the maneuvers it can do, you can't do in every chopper. Yeah. But it's an MD-500 and this guy, we've done it together. So I was like, hey, when we get up there, I go, I'll fly and then we'll do the signal and then you do all those maneuvers. And he was like, for real? And I go, yeah. And we had the GoPros mounted. And man, we had to cut it down. The full raw footage. I mean, she's reaching over and hitting him, like, and she's trying to. She's like, stop, dummy. And I could hear her going, think about your father. Think about your father, and what he would say. And I could hear her screaming, and then finally she just gives in. But he went vertical. He nosedived, pulled up at the last second, flew sideways through a ravine. Like, he was doing bonkers shit in that thing. That's and true. She was losing her fuck. It was the best. I was laughing so fucking hard because I couldn't see her. I was laughing because I could hear her and I knew what she was going through. And it just, I've never been happy.
My mom called. She goes, I want to meet Tom's mom. And I was like, I can make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
I can definitely make. All right, let's talk about our favorite.
I'm going to Tampa in March.
So, really?
Yeah. By the time this comes out, my new tour, the first leg's already announced and Tampa's in it. Yeah, yeah. Just send your mom.
Shit.
I'll bring my mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. March. The guest bears.
Guest bears were really fun.
I'll tell you who I was most excited for was Colin Quinn. Colin Quinn is such a fucking legend. The greatest.
He was amazing. He was amazing. And like
such a fucking legend.
Such a legend.
He might be.
I know you identified with when I told him, I was like if I was going up on a spot and I saw you, I would look at my list and be like, I can't fucking do this in front of him. Like, I would have to second guess everything.
He's the best. I mean, he just is. Like he's like our Benjamin Franklin, like the statesman that's had 9 different careers. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden now he's running the country.
Yeah.
He has a joke that I told that he doesn't even remember. I love when you tell a comic, oh, you know, a joke I loved yours. And you say it to them and they go, I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
Like Kurt Metzger one time, I just saw him the other day. Mm-hmm. Kurt Metzger is Kurt Metzger 100% of the time. 100% of the time.
He's also super hilarious.
Oh, he's so funny. Kurt Metzger just came up to me. We're at a big, you know, Hollywood event, and everyone's like, you know, talking Hollywood shit. Kurt Metzger just comes up and he goes, can you believe, just out of nowhere, can you believe we used to think monkeys, someone fucked a monkey and that's how we got AIDS? Can you believe we believe that? And I'm just like, huh? And Leanne goes, hi, Kurt. And he's like, we used to think that, but Kurt Metzger has jokes like that that I told him that night that he does not remember telling. Colin Quinn has a joke he doesn't remember telling about. He goes, hey, that is the new Save the Polar Bear ad. Save the Polar Bear. And you guys are, and they're all, you're cheering for that? Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. If a polar bear walked into this room, you'd be throwing chairs at it. I mean, Colin Quinn's the best. Matt Rife. How was Matt Rife? I haven't listened to that one yet.
It was great.
Matt Rife.
It was great.
Fucking money.
It's like, I mean,
his special just came out. It's probably number one on Netflix right now.
I'm sure. He it's really, you don't, everybody probably dreams of having what happened to him. And I don't think it's a thing that most people can handle. And what I mean is that his whole life completely changed dramatically in a 12-month period. Like, we talk about it when he came on, but 1 year prior to when he sat down there, he was like, I was clearing like $300 for a gig.
He was doing my podcast.
And he
1 year before, I mean, I'm saying this with love.
Yeah.
A year and a half before I had Matt Rife on the podcast.
Yeah.
And it maybe got like 15,000 views on YouTube. On YouTube, and the downloads are different, but like on YouTube, that's the test of like if it's going to, you know. And I was like, God, it was a good interview too. We talked about his dad and we talked about Ralphie and it was a great interview.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, man, this kid's going to pop. Him, Trevor Wallace, the dudes that are just like,
sure.
Like they come on there, they deliver.
Yeah.
But, and then he popped and all of a sudden it's at like 7 million.
It's, yeah. I mean, the thing is that like I said, it's, everyone thinks, you know, when you're in your 20s, you're like, I want to be a superstar. I want all this to happen. But it is a lot to, and I think the way that he is handling and managing that is actually very impressive. And we talked just a lot about how his life has changed and like what's happening. And he's already making, I think, pretty, really sound decisions for someone who's like 27 and just got like the world handed to them, like seemingly overnight.
What happens is the industry, sometimes the industry doesn't know anything other than, it's like when they put pizza out at a buffet or sushi and you just grab the first sushi they see.
Yeah.
That's what the industry does.
Yeah.
And sometimes that means you're just getting a bunch of California rolls. You didn't see what's coming out later.
Yeah.
But Matt Rife has, there should be a documentary film crew following him right now.
Yeah.
Because this trajectory, it's unlike anything we've ever seen in our business.
Yeah.
And the only person that's close to, probably, and not even close to, but like similar to, is Chappelle.
With his trajectory and stuff?
Chappelle was at a younger age, probably 17, was given the keys to the kingdom. Chappelle, the story is, at like 17, he went to Montreal and he did two different 30-minute sets to showcase.
Yeah.
And the industry stopped and was like, this is the guy.
Yeah.
He did two different 30-minute sets.
Well, his production company is called Pilot Boy because he did like 11 pilots in a couple of years.
He did everything. And Chappelle, and I think Chappelle would admit it, that he had some emotional bumps along the way, like losing friends, losing managers, losing agents, like fucking going to Africa. Like Chappelle paid the tax through mental health with it. And is on the other side of it, but with so much wisdom.
Yeah.
You look at a guy like Matt and you're like, I don't know. I mean this sincerely. And I'm really glad it didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't.
Oh, I would have fucked it up. I would not have been prepared for that.
I'm so lucky. I told Adam Devine one time, we were at a bar in like Spokane and he had sold out the theater and I'd sold out the club. And we all came to this bar to party. And I've known Adam since he was younger.
Yeah.
And he said to me, congratulations on selling out the comedy club this weekend. And I said, yeah, thank you. But I hope you know how much that means to me. I said, your career is on a fucking rocket ship. But I wish I could gift you just in like a pill where you could take it and feel it, what it's like to work for 20 years and then get success. You'd never want someone to have to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's 20 years of going, fuck, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? Am I doing the right thing? Everyone starts blowing up around you.
Yeah.
But to get out on the other side of it, it gives you such amazing perspective and you feel so full of gratitude so many times that like, you knew me that entire time. So I don't need to say this to you, but then you go, fuck. I mean, everyone wants what happened to Matt. Everyone wants it.
Yeah.
Everyone wants it. But could you come out on the other side? Like guys that happened to, Matt Rife, Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher was in LA for like 13 days and then he got 70 shows.
Really? That quick?
He said, I'll give myself 2 weeks. He's like, at the 13th day, by the way, I'm paraphrasing. I'm sure it's longer. I'm sure it was like 6 months.
But like, I think also, do you remember that actor, Josh Hartnett? Was that his name?
God, he was gorgeous.
He came.
He's still gorgeous.
He came to L.A. There was, the story was, I think the story was that he booked his first audition.
He's
first or second audition.
What's he doing now? He is fucking perfect.
He's still acting. Yeah, he just doesn't
He is fucking perfect. He is perfect.
Okay.
He is so fucking attractive.
Yeah, look, he's an Oppenheimer. He was, that Operation Fortune, that was that Netflix one. He was really good in that. He plays the actor, the action actor. He was great in it.
Dude, Josh Hartnett is the fucking man.
And Josh, if you're wondering, Bert finds you absolutely perfect.
He is perfect. He didn't need hair plugs. Did you ever see the Lucky Slevin?
Lucky Slevin?
Type in Lucky Slevin. Is that Josh Hartnett? Please say I got the right guy. Lucky number Slevin.
There you go.
Dude, in that movie, he plays like that movie is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it looks like it. Damn, it's got 7,500 5-star reviews.
Dude,
that's nice.
He's Josh Hartnett. By the way, Josh, if you're still in LA, we're always looking for guest bears. But I will try to kiss you.
And that is a promise. I think, isn't he like Minnesota? Am I wrong?
Is he living in Minnesota? God, fuck those guys. How the fuck do they get? I wish I had the balls to fucking. Leanne and I were talking about when Isla goes to college, like, are we going to stay in LA?
Yeah.
You know, like, should we Bruce Willis it and get a fucking place in Sun Valley and just fucking live there? We were really honestly talking about Austin. Because two reasons. One, my bus to come back to LA, it's putting an extra 5,000 miles.
That's crazy. Get a place here. Stop being gay. Get a place here.
We've talked about it, but there's so many places. And you look at guys like Josh Hartnett who just go like, yeah, fuck it. There's a guy, Carter Osterhaus. You know who that is?
Who?
Carter Osterhaus.
No.
He's a fucking design guy, like a builder. He's fucking him and all his brothers are gorgeous. They're fucking, they live in like Michigan on the lake. They all have speedboats. They took us out for Fully Loaded. Josh, look at him. He's fucking goddamn gorgeous. Let him walk into him. Do you know Leanne said she would let me and Thor run a train on her?
That's cool.
She would let us. And she goes, I'd be in a threesome with you guys. I go, no, that's a train. That's both of us fucking you. She was like, okay, I'd be into it.
She'd be into that?
She'd be into it.
Is this her like the top one?
She said I could be there, I think is technically what. I could get towels for them.
But is she a big Hemsworth? That's her guy.
That's her guy.
Yeah.
That's like it, like if he tries to kiss her in front of me, I gotta let it happen. By the way, Chris Hemsworth, you're a big fan.
Do you have one for her? Do you tell her who you get to kiss in front of her?
No, I don't really have one. I mean,
yeah, I was asked that too, and I was like, I don't know. Christina was like, who's like the actress that you're like, oh, like she's, and I'm like, I don't know.
I have like Jessica Chastain's pretty perfect.
Yeah.
Our fucking pilot that flew me in today was fucking hot as shit.
The pilot?
Was it United Airlines? Mm-hmm. The hottest. And no, you're a great pilot also.
Yeah, big respect on your flying skills.
But she was
gorgeous.
She looked like Jessica Chastain.
Really?
She came out and I got off. I didn't drink on the flight, but there was really bad turbulence coming in. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, the turbulence is pretty rough, huh? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, yeah, we don't really feel it up front. And I was like, You were working up front? I thought I knew all the flight attendants up front.
That's good.
And then someone was like, great flight captain or whatever. And I was like, oh, you're the pilot? And then I thought I was bad. And then an older fucking Austin money dude went over and handed his baggage claim ticket. And he goes, are the bags coming up here? She goes, I don't know. I'll check. She was really cool. But yeah. I guarantee, type in hot United pilot. Those pilots have great Instagrams, by the way. All the pilots do these Instagrams. Are all like influencers.
Oh, there's your pilot.
No, that's... Oh, I know that guy. I follow him on Instagram.
You follow the hot guy?
Yeah, he's on The Bachelor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I follow him. His workouts are non-negotiable.
Nice.
Yeah, I fucking follow this fucking cunt. I follow him. Shit. Yeah, he's on The Bachelor. He's like in great shape.
Yeah.
Isla and George. Isla and Leanne are watching The Bachelor and The Silver Bachelor.
Oh, I've seen the commercials for that, but
Silver
I've never
Bachelor's.
Watched.
Silver Bachelor's pretty cool.
Was he like 60 or something?
He's like, I think he's like 70.
No.
He's a grandfather.
He's not 70.
I think he is. See how old the Silver Bachelor is.
There's no way.
The Silver Bachelor.
Yeah, the Silver Bachelor age.
And at no point does he say that I would say. Where like where he goes, like, he's just blow loads in these chicks. They're all menopause.
Wow.
71. And the fucking chicks are fucking, I'd hit it.
Really?
And Isla hates that. I was like, I'd still fuck her. And I was like, Dad. And I'm like, what? That's how people watch these shows, right?
Yeah. That's totally how what they're thinking.
It's, no.
Shut up. Is that her?
Hold on. No, but goddamn, you're fucking close. You are fucking close. See who she follows. I guarantee you she follows this other hot pilot. This pilot's red hair, more petite, I'll say. But man, she was fucking
hot.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
If she had just come out and been like, hey guys, we're going to hit turbulence, but don't worry, I'm on it. Everyone would have been like, okay. I know what I'll be thinking about when I...
Well, look, dude, I'm glad we got together.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. We're going to have some fun tomorrow.
What's the name of this stuff I have in my mouth?
Oh, it's Rogue.
Rogue? Where do you get it at?
Fucking gas station.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. You ready for another one?
I mean, I don't know. How soon can I have another one?
All day. Stay in the zone.
I'll move it up top. Does it look cool when you wear it like this?
Yeah, it does. And actually, some people think they feel it more up there.
It burns again.
Mm-hmm.
It's back. Mm. I follow a bunch of kids on Instagram.
What? All right.
We're both Upper Deckers.
Thanks for watching and listening. We'll learn about those kids next time.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.